You are listening to Radio Belarus. Every Tuesday at this time we offer you the project Learning Belarusian. The vocabulary and grammar, the phonetics and phraseology of Belarusian language, topical events of Belarusian history, literary masterpieces and acquaintance with Belarusian traditions and customs. You'll hear all this within our program. I am Tatiana Sivets. Stay with us. Speak Belarusian. Hello! Привитання! At the previous lesson, we've learned how to describe yourself in Belarusian. This time, we'll learn how to describe our relatives. Let's revise the words you'll need. I'll tell you the words in Belarusian, and your task is to translate them into English. Are you ready? Then, start! Рост. Високий. Низкий. Середні, волоси, довгі, короткі, світлі, темні, руді, сиві, хвалисті, прямі, очі, сині, чорні, карі, зеленые, шерые. Great! Выдатно! Speaking about yourself or some other people you can't do without, what do you think? Pronouns. Займенник in Belarusian. Pronoun is a part of speech that shows a subject, its quality or quantity without naming it. There are a few pronouns in Belarusian, but they are often used instead of nouns, adjectives or numerals, not to repeat them for many times. Their meaning is wide and should be contextualized. All the pronouns have the case forms and are grammatically modified by the part of speech they stand for. Depending on their lexical and grammatical meaning, pronouns can be divided into personal, я, мы, ты, вы, он, яна, яно, яны, possessive, мой, твой, ваш, свой, наш, яго, яе, их, demonstrative, гэты, той, такі. Interrogative – хто, што, які, чий, кольки. Relative – the same as the previous, but without the interrogative intonation. Indefinite – нехта, нешта, нейки, нечи, некольки, хтості, штості, etc. Let's dwell upon the personal pronouns. Я, I, the last letter in Belarusian alphabet and the first step in your self-actualization. Ты, you, shows the one to be addressed to. Ён, he. Яна, she. Яно, it. I used to speak about other people. Moreover, personal pronouns like their English equivalents can be singular, as four-named words, and plural, like the following ones. Мы, we, вы, you, also used in a polite address. Яны, they. Repeat Belarusian pronouns after me, please. Don't be shy. Я, repeat. Ты, ён, яна, яно, мы, вы, яны. Well done! Цудовно! Now please answer my questions in Belarusian. Mind the case forms. So you should start the description of your relative's appearance with the phrase у яго, he's got, or у яе, she's got. For instance, У яе довгие темные хвалистые волосы и карые вочи. О, у яго короткие прямые светлые волосы и синие вочи. So, tell me please, у вашей мамы довгие ти короткие волосы? Be quick, answer. У яе довгие волосы. Or, у яе короткие волосы. У вашего таты прямые ти хвалистые волосы? Answer, quicker. У яго прямые волосы, or у яго хвалистые волосы. Якія вочы у вашага брата ці сястры? Quicker. У яе сінія вочы, or у яго шэрыя вочы. Very good. Вельмі добра. Tell me if your husband or wife is tall, short or medium. Якога росту ваш муж? Якога росту ваша жонка? Start with мой муж о моя жонка. And add высокого, низкого о середнего росту. Great! Выдатно! Now give me the whole description of any of your relatives, please. Speak about his or her height, eyes and hair. For example, гэта мой дядуля. Ён сярэдняга росту, у яго кароткія прамыя сівыя валасы і сінія вочы. Ён вельмі прыгожы. He's very handsome. Now's your turn. Now enjoy a song about a guy who can't take his eyes from his beloved girl.
Только косы твои я хочу расплетать, и ласкавые слова тебе говорить. Только косы твои варто мне придать, немогчимо молчать я хочу повторить. Косы твои, музыка навальниц, в очи твои, як чистиня квениц. Руки твои, зорная тишиня, а без тебе мне не прожить и дня. Только в очи твои мне открыют всю свет и даруют спокой и согреют навек. Только в очи твои поглядают всю след, как слезина от чаю не упала с повек. Косы твои, музыка навальниц, в очи твои, як чистиня криниц. Руки твои, зорная тишиня, а без тебе мне не прожить и дня. Только руки твои окрыляют меня, разгоняют и смуток, и хмары наукруг. Только руки твои и наяве, и у сне уратуют меня от лихих заверух. Косы твои, музыка навальниц, в очи твои, як чистиня криниц. Руки твои, зорная тишиня, а без тебе мне не прожить и дня. Косы твои, музыка навальниц, в очи твои, чистиня криниц, руки твои.
твоє, зорная пышиня, а без тебе мне не прожить дня. Мне не прожить дня.
To resume, let's learn how to answer the question about your job in Belarusian. So, I'm a teacher, and what do you do?
Я наставница. А ким ви працюєте?
To answer this question, you should know how various professions are called in Belarusian. You'll need the following words. Listen attentively and put them down if you need.
Наставник. Teacher. Доктор.
Doctor.
Инженер.
Engineer.
Журналист.
Journalist.
Письменник.
Writer.
Рабочий.
Worker.
Ученый.
Scientist.
Медсестра.
Nurse.
Будовник.
Builder.
Продавец.
Seller.
Now repeat the words after me. Наставник. Доктор. Инженер. Журналист. Письменник. Рабочий. Ученый. Медсестра. Будовник. Продавец.
Well done, Цудона. It's obviously impossible to enumerate all the professions you know, so if you want to know how the particularly yours is called in Belarusian, email me language@tut.by. And what about your relatives? What are they? Do you follow your father's or mother's track? Use the above-mentioned words to answer my questions.
Ким працює ваш тата?
What is your dad? Answer. Start with мой тата and add the profession.
Ким працює ваша мама?
What is your mother? Answer. Start with моя мама and add the profession.
Ким працює ваш муж? Or ким працює ваша жінка?
Well done, Цудовна. Let's revise the words and phrases we've learned during this lesson. Repeat after me, please. Don't be shy.
Я,
I,
мы,
we,
ты,
you,
вы,
you, in the plural form or in a polite address.
Йон,
he.
Яна,
she.
Яно,
it.
Яни,
they.
Наставник,
teacher.
Доктор,
doctor.
Инженер,
engineer.
Журналист,
journalist.
Письменник,
writer.
Рабочий,
worker.
Вученый,
scientist.
Медсестра,
nurse.
Будовник,
builder.
Продавец,
seller.
Ким вы працуете?
What do you do?
Ким працює ваш муж?
What is your husband?
Ким працює ваша жонка?
What is your wife? It's high time to say goodbye.
Час розвітуватися.
Your home task is to describe one of your relatives' appearance in Belarusian, including height, eyes, and hair, and mentioning his or her profession. That's all. Меня зовут Татьяна Сивец. I'll be glad to know your opinion and get your advice on how to make our lessons more useful and interesting. Email me language@tut.by. Let's study together. I'm looking forward to meet you in a week at the very same time. До зустрічі через тиждень у той же час. Stay tuned to Radio Belarus. Thank you and goodbye. Дякую і до побачення.
Music Box.
Hello, dear friends. I'm Inna Afanasyeva. Listen to my songs on Radio Station Belarus.
Listeners, we are glad to inform you that we also broadcast in radio waves. Radio Belarus daily transmissions are on air from 19 till 22 hours UTC on the frequencies of 1170, 7105, 7280 and 7290 kHz, and from 1 till 3 hours UTC on the frequencies of 5970, 6170 and 7210 kHz. We broadcast in Belarusian, Russian, German and English. The English service goes out every Tuesday and Thursday from 19:30 till 20 hours UTC. The programs are replayed on Tuesday and Thursday at 20:30 hours UTC and all the other days of the week at 2 hours UTC. Please send your comments or questions to Radio Belarus, Trivona Street, that is CHYRVONAYA Street, number 4, Minsk, zip code 220807, Republic of Belarus. Our email address is radiostation-belarus@tvr.by or call at 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 293-5875 or 293-5831. We hope you enjoy our programs.